It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Have you ever skipped going to the dentist, buying a prescription, doing a follow-up preventative thing because of cost? 844-967-2789. Have you skipped any healthcare because you just couldn't afford it? And so you took the risk saying, I think I'll just muddle through versus having to pay this part of my deductible if you have insurance, or paying it if you don't have insurance at all. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Hello, Greg Bach.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I am peachy keen, a little tired, but peachy keen.
Because it's Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Jay Manair, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
So, I guess I will set up why we're talking about this today. So, the Federal Reserve survey called Economic Well-Being of U.S. Households in 2022, which is an 84-page report. No, I did not read the whole thing, but I did skim it.
which makes you a far better person than I will ever be.
So the it found many findings, one of which is the share of Americans who skipped medical treatment last year because of costs rose substantially. And so basically because of inflation, Americans across income levels are cutting back on spending, including healthcare, in an area where people feel like they can scrimp. But the problem being is that, you know, the ability to afford healthcare often translates to, big shock, better health. And so I thought this would be an interesting place to start as far as, and maybe it wasn't in the last year. Was ever a point in your life where you're like, I can't afford to do this medical thing right now, so I'm just going to deal with this nagging pain, or this, I'm not going to go to the ER to get stitches. I'll just deal with having a scar. Like,
I'll cut my pills in half.
Or I'll cut my pills in half. And so 844-967-2789. Greg, do you have a thought on this?
Oh my God, yeah.
Lots of thoughts?
Lots of thoughts. Many times. I still doing to this day.
Really?
I don't go to the doctor unless... Bridget, my wife, has told me maybe half a dozen times in the past year and a half, to go to the doctor for like a cough or a flu or something. I just won't go.
So is that because of cost?
Yes.
Or it is? Because I know this is also a thing that I feel like ails men more than women.
Yeah.
Of a stubbornness of not wanting to go, which is different than not going because of the cost.
Oh, no. For me, it's all about the
cost.
Well, and the other thing, too, is nowadays navigating your health insurance is really tough. A month and a half ago, you probably remember this. I had a really sore throat, like really bad sore throat.
Is this different than when you missed the show 2 weeks ago?
Different. Yeah.
Yep. God. Yep. Take care of yourself, Greg Bach. Okay,
all right.
Jeez, all right. Keep going.
Man, you should put a ring on if you want to tell me what to do, lady. I went to call to get into a place and went through our insurance. And the three suggestions they gave me that were within distance had all changed their practices. They were no longer ear, nose, and throat. They were all sleep study institutes, essentially. They were all sleep apnea institutes. None of them did that stuff. And so I was just frustrated. I'm like, well, I'm not going now. Because like now I have to go, what, I have to go to Chicago to go to a doctor?
So in network for your insurance, there was no drivable doctors that were ear, nose, and throat.
Correct. Every one of them I called. One of them, well, actually, I called three of them. One of them didn't even pick up. And the other two said, we do sleep apnea. We do sleep studies now. We don't do that stuff anymore. I can give you a referral. It's like, but the referrals you're giving me are like 2 hours away because my wife works for a company in Chicago. She works from home. It's mainly in Illinois. So I was just annoyed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm done. And it went away and it's fine. I mean, I'm feeling much, much better now. But yeah, that, but mostly the cost, because I just want to go get checked out and someone say, all right, here's the thing. Here's pills or here's a cream or here's an exercise or something like that. You're fine. And then I get a bill for $300 mm-hmm. to go do. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'll go when there's real pain, but I'm not paying someone $300 to tell me just to take a day off.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Have you skipped healthcare or dentist appointments, or have you had to cut your pills in half recently because of the high cost? Texter from the 414 says, I have $4,000 of dental work I've been skipping for 2 years, and I have insurance.
Well, dental insurance is a racket.
Oh, but it's all a racket.
But I think because the dental insurance, it's like where everything else with health insurance, there's your deductible. But then, you know, it's like I've always thought about this, especially once I didn't have health insurance through my company and I was freelancing. It's like, it's basically emergency. This is like, I have this insurance in case I get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Because the deductible's so high that I'm never going to have enough appointments in the year where I'm going to meet my deductible. So this is basically like if an emergency happens that's over $5,000, I'm going to...
$5,000, that's low for some. I feel like
for 10, a single healthy 30-year-old?
I've seen $10,000. Oh, yeah, I mean...
So, but like on the flip side, you have a max with dental. Like they don't cover, they cover two cleanings, they cover two fillings, and they'll cover like half of a crown. And then otherwise you're totally on your own. So you're like, why am I paying a monthly premium on this when like you basically don't cover anything anyways? And like, please someone explain to me why your teeth are so magical that they're like require entirely different insurance and they're not somehow, same like your eyes. These are not part of your body?
Yeah.
This is not part of your
friends,
health?
Friends, Kristen is spicy today.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Have you skipped healthcare, dentist appointments, whatever, because of the high cost? Ben from West Bend joining us. Hey, Ben, what do you think?
I absolutely agree. I have to skip on a dentist bill. I have to get my fillings replaced because I have stress fractures all over my teeth. Where my fillings are,
gosh.
And it's $484 up front. I can't do that right now. I just cannot do it. I mean, everybody in Wisconsin has the exact same dental insurance. It's Delta. Yeah. And you pay into it separately from your regular health insurance, too. And it's like, I can't afford $400. I have to push that back, like, months so I can pay it off, you know, by increments. Or... hopefully, in the next couple, by the end of the summer, I'm driving semi where I can actually afford to go to the, you know, go every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, Ben,
healthcare is more like it sounds like to me it's like extortion. Either you pay for it or you're on your own completely.
Totally.
Yep.
Thanks so much for calling, Ben. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. My husband just went for his annual, and this is. We're in our 60s. These are preventative checkups.
Yeah, it's a time of life where this is important.
This is important. So we go once a year for our annuals, and this is ostensibly covered by our insurance. He just got a bill for $183 and called and was told it was a fee to reestablish the relationship with this doctor that
what?
He saw last year. Yes. Because he said, look, this is supposed to be covered under our policy. It's our annual preventative checkup. And he was told this is the fee to reestablish the doctor-patient relationship.
They can really do anything they want. I mean, it's criminal. It's criminal.
But I feel like it just takes the time and effort. Like if you ask for like an itemized bill at like a hospital, they have to send it to you and you can start challenging different things. But like you have to have one, the knowledge to know to do that, and two, the time to do that.
Yeah.
But like, oh yeah, like they will totally try to both the hospitals, because we always blame insurance companies and they deserve a lot of blame. But this is also hospitals that charge you $200 for a Band-Aid, right? Yep. As far as what they can get away with, because they're playing this game with insurance all the time, which is then sometimes why it's cheaper to just pay cash. Like, if you talk to some of your especially mom and pop providers, they'll give you a better deal if you just pay them cash so they don't have to deal with insurance.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, Dave from West Bend. What do you think, Dave?
I do think overall that dental insurance is more like it's more like discounting or coupons than our regular health insurance. Mm-hmm. But I have to say that it's a good idea for anybody to have a discussion with whoever does the billing where you get your dental care. I have Delta Dental, like a lot of other Wisconsinites, but I also have dental under my United Healthcare. And they're really good at keep going back, sending bills back, either whether it's to Delta Dental or to United Health, and getting things paid. So I think it's a good idea to make sure that the people on the billing side, you know, really know how to get as much paid for you as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, totally, as far as like just being able to have that relationship and be like, what can we do here?
Yep.
Because that's who's talking to the insurance companies, right? So.
Right.
Thanks so much for the call, Dave.
844-967-2789. You can call in and or text and check in with us if you like.
Have you skipped any health care because of cost? And that can be something simple as far as just not going to the doctor every year or not getting... This was literally... He's not going to be happy that I told this story, but Mike split open his eyebrow this week.
Oh, gosh.
And it wasn't bleeding that hard, so I was like, I don't think it's that hard. But we had just spent all this money on Cliff, because Cliff was still sick over the weekend. And we had waited a lot, like, at the doggy hospital and stuff. And so he goes on, and he's picking up my shoes, so of course this is my fault that this happened. And he just hit his head on the counter, and he came up, and he has, like, a little split now. And for him, it was both. He's like, I'm not going to go sit at urgent care or emergency room for one stitch. I will deal with the scar. And I don't think it's going to scar that bad anyways. But it's like
tough.
The wait times, the cost, and like when it's just minor things, you're like, toughen up, I'll deal with it.
When someone says urgent care, I'm like, what? That's like twice as much.
Is it?
It feels like it, because urgent just feels like they're going to gouge you. Ugh.
All right. Have you skipped any health care because of cost? We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
Any health care to avoid incurring the cost of getting something that may not feel like a big deal, or you can deal with it and you can justify just holding off or doing it later. And sometimes, like when Ben from West Bend, I have to imagine that's painful.
Oh, dental.
Like
dental
stress fractures
issues.
In your fillings. Like, I have to imagine that is not fun. Like eating and all the stuff, like dental stuff.
It's like back pain.
Oh, yeah. And like, especially when you think about like a root canal that then requires, I mean, a root canal, I don't think you get out of there for less than $2,000.
Well, and with Ben too, he said what he had to pay almost $500 up front. And what if something happens in the interim? Maybe his refrigerator goes out, or, you know, you need new tires or something else. And that's going to blow that all up too. And I did want to point out, I also saw my doctor recently for my annual, and I'm way overdue for a colonoscopy. And I asked her, I said, that is covered, right, as a preventative, unless they find something.
Wait, what?
It's free to get a colonoscopy, provided they don't find any polyps.
So if they do, then you get charged?
Yes.
How does that make sense? Because if they find something, then you have to go through, I would imagine, some kind of treatment, right?
Yes.
Like I said, they'll get you any way they can. God. Absolutely.
I mean, she did say that she believed that there were efforts to change that, but she wasn't sure how it currently stood. But that was standard for a long time. Your colonoscopy is covered under preventative unless they find that you have a problem. Then you got to fork out for it. Wow. So where is the incentive then to go get this procedure done? Because colonoscopies can cost several thousand dollars.
And they're like a colonoscopy is like one, if not 2 days out of work, because you got to do the prep.
You have to drink the horrible thing.
And then you get the thing done, and then you're on your back. And I mean,
have you got one yet?
Not yet. I'm at the age now. They're saying
it's coming.
I'm 45. Gotta go in. And then they're going to go in.
comment on the, we have Josh on the YouTube live stream, which you can always tune into if you would like to watch us instead of just listen to us.
You
want to watch us on As Goes Wisconsin on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Josh Egan says, we have put off things because of the cost of things. And the not so funny thing is my wife works for a large healthcare provider and they don't get any help on certain things. You'd think that'd be a perk of the job.
Yeah. Or like working for a hospital. Like you, like I'm a doctor. Oh, your healthcare must be great. No, it's terrible.
No, it's
the same stuff you get.
Same stuff you get to deal with, except I just look the person that I work with in the eyes when they tell me how much this is going to cost.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Have you delayed getting treatments or getting dental work done because of the cost? Karina from Milwaukee joining us. Hey, Karina, what's up?
Well, I just want to add my insight because I'm a healthcare professional. So what doesn't make sense anymore, actually, is to have an insurance, because after your payment for a premium and a deductible, basically, how does insurance make money? Insurance makes money on denying your benefits. So why you have insurance in the begin with? If you're going to take that $300 and put it in your health saving account, and then you can put that $5,000 or $6,000 deductible every year into the same saving account. Then you can use that money and you can negotiate your own prices with anyone out there. One, and two, when you retire, you can actually convert this account into IRA. So you do not need health insurance. You need to save money by yourself, because the only thing what you're going to get from the health insurance is that they're going to charge the provider and you, and then in the middle of the procedure or ongoing treatment will cancel it for one reason or another. That's all.
So you're saying that having a health savings account instead of insurance, but what if you get cancer and you don't have that much money in your health savings account, then it's thousands and thousands of dollars.
You're hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Or a back surgery. I mean, if you haven't saved that much, how does that help?
Well, this is a great question. If you have a history of cancer or any other chronic disease that we're talking about, this is a good practice to actually have an insurance. It's called emergency insurance, where you have basically Medicare Part A. You have a hospital insurance at all times. You also can buy yourself a dental insurance, will cost you about $30 to $70 a month, and you can buy a visual insurance individually as well. And you can pay all other premiums and deductibles from your saving account. Everything what has to do with your insurance, with your health, you can use your saving health account. Just count how much money you pay for no good reason to your insurance year after year after year after year. And you will see how much money you will collect.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Karina.
I did ask an employer once, and I said, like, hey, if I, you know, this money that I'm paying into it, if I'm not using it, can I have it back? Because that's my money.
I know.
Especially if I get, like, and they're like, no, you can't have it back. I'm like, this is my money, though. I gave it to you. Give it back to me now.
I know.
I came to work.
All right. Well, We are going to, I think if we get any more calls or texts on this, we will keep talking about this through the other side of the break, because I also want to talk about one of the other findings as far as how many Americans can even afford a $400 expense right now. The number, the percentage might surprise you.
Things
so
are going to get depressing.
We will talk about that on the other side of the break. We would love to hear from you. Have you skipped any health care because of cost? 844-967-2789. And we'll also talk about Uvalde a year later in the next segment. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and he is Mr. Greg Bach.
Hello.
And we have been talking about whether or not you are of the 28% of Americans who have skipped medical attention or health care because it's pretty expensive. Pretty expensive.
Nice.
And I don't know if I have. I think my skipping of medical attention in the last couple years has been I've moved insurance a lot.
Yeah.
I moved a lot. So I got back to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I was on some temporary stuff. And then I was freelancing everywhere, so like I didn't actually have insurance. And then since I got in civic media, then it just became the like barrier to figuring out who is actually in network. See, this is the same thing. This is like my recurring theme. It's the same reason I don't like online shopping, because you get like a list of providers. You're like, oh, how do I know who's good besides just picking a name randomly? And then I end up moving on and not doing anything else. But now I have to go to the doctor because
why?
I'm making a person.
Really?
We made people?
What?
I'm making a person.
Jane, did you know this?
I have heard rumors about a baby on the way.
I personally...
If I ever get annoying talking about it, both have to tell me.
We passed annoying weeks ago. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, you really, honestly, you aren't.
Yeah?
You aren't. And okay. when you speak of said baby, it's very factual. Like what you, so it's kind of like, went to the doctor, did this thing, but you don't like... Like, oh, I'm a glowing mother to me. I'm like, oh, I'll kill you where you stand. Do you understand the importance of being a mother? No, I don't.
I can't eat that because of the baby.
I'm eating for two, Greg.
I'm eating for
Did
two.
Did you know that? Did you ever listen to that song?
Can you please not... It, breathe around me?
Did you ever listen to...
Toxins into my baby.
Simon and Garfunkel's Pregnant Women Are Smug?
What?
There's you mean great... Garfunkel and Oates.
Garfunkel and Oates. There's a song called Pregnant Women Are Smug. It's great.
I don't think I've heard that one.
But let's get back to what we're talking
we'll
about.
We'll get back to what we're talking about. Anyways, so we were asking whether or not you've skipped medical care. And along with this finding in the Fed survey on this, they also found that 37%, so... A third,
yeah.
1 out of 3 of Americans lack enough money to cover a $400 emergency expense.
I mean, why am I saying wow? Why am I? I'm not shocked.
It's up from 32% in 2021.
I'm reading a book right now talking about, they're mentioning poverty numbers. Of course, this makes sense in my brain. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, whenever there's an emergency, you know, somewhere between 1 in 4 and 1 in 3 customers has to use credit. Turn to family, sell assets, or get a loan to cover a major unexpected cost.
And those payday loans are just...
Should be just...
It's. I know.
They should be just illegal. They should be run out of town. That's a monstrous thing.
And when asked about non-emergency expenses, 18% of Americans said the largest expense they could cover using only savings was under $100.
Wow.
I mean, that is... That speaks to so many things as far as like financial responsibility, job availability, the abilities, like all those things. It's because you know there are people out there who can afford, who could afford it, but they, you know, they don't have good financial responsibility of their own. But then there are people who just don't have the jobs to save up the money. Mm-hmm. Like, there speaks to so many things as Americans, as consumers, why we don't have just some basic money in our savings account, like $500.
And it's not just poor planning,
no.
Right? It's not just people who are like, who spend their money poorly.
No.
It's, and we're actually going to be talking to Genevieve Redston, who is a real estate journalist at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, because she put a report out earlier this month as far as like over the last, basically since the Great Recession in 2008, what's caused the housing shortage in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so there's basically four different main things that she outlined. So she's going to be here at 12:30.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that more. But I think like the cost of housing is a huge issue and a huge like component to why people can't cover an unexpected cost of more than $400, because a lot of money goes to rent.
I feel very lucky that we were able to buy a house. I sometimes feel embarrassed saying that we bought a house, because I know that some of my friends will never buy a house.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm being hoity-toity. I'm not. We worked hard to save our money, and we're lucky. We're privileged. But still, it's like you say, like, I bought a house last year. It's like, oh, are you rich? Not even close.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, asking if you'd have delayed surgeries or medical treatments or dental work because it's just too expensive. Jan from Richland Center. Hey, Jan, thanks for joining us. What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
Thank you. Well, I wanted to respond to the woman who called in and said, you know, save your money, don't buy insurance and put it in the bank. What she needs to understand is that when the hospital bills you, Medicare and most Medicare supplements discount it. They only pay a certain percentage of it. But if you pay cash, you're responsible for the entire amount. The hospital bill might be $3,000 and Medicare might approve $1,000 and your insurance might approve $1,000 and you're going to get stuck with a $1,000 bill. And that's how all the clinics and hospitals operate.
So what you're saying, Jan, is that if you don't have insurance, you're going to have to pay that the whole $3,000 net by yourself.
Correct.
Can you call them up and negotiate that down on your own behalf? I mean, I'm actually asking for myself now.
Yeah, that's possible, but you won't get the same discount that the insurance company gets. Because they're a large group and you're a single person negotiating.
Got it.
And hello to Jan's husband, by the way.
Yeah, so we can hear Jan. He's chiming in the background. We got a little audience back there. But thank you so much for that information, Jan, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
It's not great.
Texter from the 262 says, I have insurance and I just can't afford the bill. The last procedure I had was preventative care. I ended up paying for the whole thing. It was $3,000.
And the only thing, and I don't know how much people, I have care credit.
What is that?
Is that like an HSA?
I don't know if it's, no, it's like a.
Sorry.
What I understand care credit to be, and I hope this is right because this is how I'm using it, is basically when you pay your medical bills with it, mm-hmm. it delays interest for 6 months.
Oh.
And so it's like my last dental thing that I got done, which was I had to replace a crown, not cheap. And so I put the whole thing on there and I'm paying, I basically split it up into six, like I divided what the cost was by six so that it's all paid off within the 6 months and there's no interest on it in that time.
It's like a Best Buy credit card.
Is that how Best Buy works?
It's the best tooth card.
Yeah.
But I think you can use it for pet stuff. You can use it for a lot of different things. And obviously like the limit on it is not super high. So you can't like go through cancer treatment on it, but it is something that is available as far as giving you a little bit more runway. Of charging it and then paying it off in increments.
Bridget and I have an HSA right now. And my thing is, like, they always make it seem like, well, we have an HSA and this is perfect for you. It's like, none of the solutions you're ever going to give us until it's single payer is going to be a great option. It's just going to be a way for you to make more money, to make us suffer. And they know that we're not going to go to the doctor. They just understand that people are just not going to go. Or when they finally do have to go, we have no choice. There's nothing we can do. And we're going to be stuck with a huge bill.
How's this for a pivot? Who do you think pays for the medical bills of victims of a mass shooting?
Whoa, geez.
Their families.
Are they on the hook for it?
I would imagine so. Gun manufacturers certainly aren't.
Isn't that a uniquely American question?
And there's new legislation, I believe, at least in the works in some states, to give even more protections to gun manufacturers.
Well, and I bring that up as such a harsh pivot because it is, today's the year, the anniversary of the Uvalde shooting.
Repeat the question, though. What was that?
So when there is a mass shooting and a victim survives, they get shot, but they survive.
Correct.
But clearly there is going to be medical bills.
Yes, of course.
Who pays for those medical bills?
I mean, not just, I mean, this is going to sound really cold-hearted, but they are.
They are, right?
Yeah, of course. They can't make the gunman do it because the gunman's, if they're still alive, they're going to jail.
Or a lot of times they're dead.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course, in no way, shape, or form is the insurance going to care. They just want to get paid. That's how twisted it is.
Well, and I was just looking at some of the things that have popped up as far as, a year later and what's happened in a year. Yeah. And as much as, there was applause and at least recognition that at the federal level, the bipartisan gun legislation that was passed after Uvalde was good. It was a step in the right direction. But overall, across different state legislatures, U.S. lawmakers have okayed more pro-gun bills than safety measures in the last year.
Because that's what we need. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Price is calling from Texas. You are a former Wisconsinite, though, Price.
This is correct, yes. I'm down here now. We've been down here about 8 years.
How is it?
It's okay.
How honest do I want to be right now?
Where in Texas are you living?
TFW area.
Okay.
South Fort Worth.
Yep.
And kind of just what you guys were talking about health insurance, I'm fortunate enough I had a job. I just lost it very recently. But
I'm sorry.
That's fine because it happens, But the health insurance was fine. But talking about the dental, I was paying a dental plan every month. And when I had to get a new crown, they said, your insurance doesn't cover anything. All it did was cover cleaning. And my HR department didn't tell me that. So I was on the hook for the whole, like $1,800 for that. And then your commercials, a lot of them are mental health commercials. And there's a lot of people that can't afford mental health. And that's a huge health insurance issue.
Totally. And Texas isn't really helping with that as far as I understand what Greg Abbott's prerogative is.
Well, you guys are talking about Uvalde and survivors of mass shootings, the insurance policy is GoFundMe, and I'm not even kidding. Jeez. And Abbott has been saying down here that's like it's a mental health issue, but he's slashed mental health funding for pretty much everybody. And the one, and I'm going to quit after this just because I could go on for so long, but even someone, a Republican down here in the Texas legislature, barely mentioned something about, hey, maybe we should do something about guns. And his entire party censured him.
Oh, my gosh.
He was censured.
He didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything. All he said was, maybe we should do something and look into some issues. And that was enough for the people down here.
They because they are cowards.
And people don't vote down here. People don't vote. And there's a lot of restrictions on voting, but if that could just get taken care of where people could be encouraged to vote, because I listen to a podcast down here. If you're ever interested in Texas politics and you want to just learn, listen to The Texas Take. It's called with Scott Braddock.
He says that
the most important statewide election in Texas is the Republican primary, because about 3% of the people of the state vote in the Republican primary, and then the Republicans always win the statewide offices. So that means 3% of the people, and it's usually the most out there people voting for these politicians, they're the ones who decide the policy. And I'll go, and I'll keep listening, but I sure miss
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks
it's
a lot,
it's
a
great to hear your perspective, because I think some being, you know, all the way up here, we have thoughts on what it's like to live in Texas or Florida, but it's interesting to hear it from a perspective of someone who is from Wisconsin, living there now. So thanks so much for the call, Price. We're going to keep this rolling, but we got to take another break. We're going to save Greg's roundup for next hour. Because we seem like we have some momentum here.
Those jokes aren't going anywhere.
Those jokes are not going anywhere. All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. You turned your camera off.
Oops. Sorry.
And we've started the first part of the hour talking about healthcare and wanted to spend at least a little time talking about Uvalde since...
Today's the anniversary.
Today's the anniversary. Yeah. And I mean, I was wrecked last year. And it's interesting to feel like there's so many mass shootings. There's so many random shootings.
Yeah.
And which ones you feel kind of desensitized to. And like, you know that it's awful. But like this one was like, I was really wrecked last year.
This is going to sound really weird, but I think anyone who's an American will understand this. I think that I'm most desensitized to school shooting where children are killed because it's happened so many times. And then my immediate thought is nothing will happen. And somehow the people who should never be blamed will be blamed. And the people who should be held responsible will never be held responsible.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that sickens me the most.
And for me, because I had been doing news for the last 7 years, the Vegas shooting stood out to me. But then, as you said, Greg, there had been so many more. But I think I'm with Kristen. This devastated my world last year. And I think one of the reasons, among many reasons, is because those children were so disfigured, their parents had to supply DNA so they could identify them.
Yeah.
And just try and wrap your brain about what that meant for those parents and the agony and the fact that all of those well-armed officers
just sat there
for an hour. And I believe it's 60 Minutes just released some unseen footage from that day because the parents want the public to see this of these officers once they did enter the classrooms and their reactions afterwards, and they're throwing up and sobbing. And these are cops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the parents want people to see that. And I had some very intense conversations with my then colleagues about whether or not we should be forced to see pictures of this, which we've talked about.
Which we've talked about. And I see both sides of that argument as far as for the average normal person to be confronted with that kind of imagery because it's so shocking, but also understanding the people who would abuse
without a doubt
that. And so you have to be careful, but it's just, you know, I look at this, and so the, you know, firearms bills signed into law since May 24, 2022, and this is from Axios, and they just have, and Wisconsin hasn't passed any, both for either gun restrictions or access to, and so there's certain purple states, I think you can see that there's not as much, but like states that have passed anything that restricts access to firearms include Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, Michigan, Colorado, New Mexico, Hawaii, Washington. Utah and Indiana are the two states that have a combo of restricting access and expanding access. And then where access has been expanded, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, no, Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida.
I want to take a minute to run a portion of a PSA that's from 2019, and it was put together by the group March for Our Lives about training in the workplace for active shooter drills.
I'm also seeing tons of posts where people are like, I can't afford rent.
Sorry, wrong clip.
All right, so good morning. Welcome to today's team building event. Today, we're going to be learning what to do in the event of an active shooter. We're going to bring in a special guest. She's actually an expert on this, and she's going to be leading our team building event. This is Kaylee.
If there was an active shooter, you'd all be dead. When you talk out loud, the shooter can tell where you are and where you're hiding. Sometimes we play the game who can stay quietest the longest, so we all remember. You can try and protect your friends by pushing the tables and chairs against the doors. You also have to put a piece of paper over the door window so they can't see in. And you can't cry. It gives away your position and your hiding spot. And if you're in the bathrooms, you have to stand on the toilet seat and crunch down so they can't see your feet and they can't see your head, so they don't know that you're in there.
That's crazy.
If the shooter comes in the room, screaming won't do anything. You have to try and fight back. Our teacher used to sing a song to make it easy to remember. Lockdown, lockdown, let's all hide. Lock the doors and stay inside. Crouch on down, don't make a sound, and don't cry or you'll be found.
Again, that's a PSA from the group March for Our Lives from 2019. And essentially, it's a 10-year-old girl talking to a group of adults and giving them the instructions that our kids are getting in school.
As the expert.
As the expert, yes.
Well, at least Texas is fortifying their schools.
And making it easier for people to get guns.
Yeah. But yes, because in Texas, one year later... Texas lawmakers are poised to pass measures that they say will make schools safer, but doesn't have anything to do with restricting access to guns. And so basically it's measures that would provide incentives to schools, to school employees to arm themselves, require school safety inspections, and mandate mental health training for teachers. And they've already sent Abbott a bill that would require school districts to install silent panic buttons in every classroom. And as they did after the 2018 Santa Fe High School shooting, GOP lawmakers who control the legislature in Texas have opted to further fortify schools rather than restrict the purchase of guns and ammunition. And so,
what does that even mean?
So, in 2019, the legislature created a $100 million grant program to pay for security upgrades. So, it's like bulletproof glass and safety inspections and stuff like that. So it's like the putting the onus on the trying to make the building safer versus some of that money to mental health, some of that money to, I don't know.
Well, and we just heard from Price, who is a Wisconsinite who's living in Texas, has been for the last few years. Greg Abbott just cut all the funding for mental health in Texas.
What a good Christian.
All right. Well, that was a fun hour.
Yeah.
We're going to have more fun in the next hour, I promise. Actually, when we come back, a little game of would you rather. Would you rather spend 60 days in prison or in jail or a full year on probation and have to do 100 hours of community service? Which one would you opt in for? Sure. We're going to talk about that after the top of the hour news. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.